Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite. We're going to start off with a guy, one of my favorite people covering the NFL, Mark Schlereth. And we're going to go to Luke Jensen and talk about the NFL playoffs and some of the fun things with him, get him in on it. His father played for the Giants. We're going to be joined in the last segment to talk about the new signing of the big unit with Josh Burns and Jim Beattie. Josh is the general manager of the Diamondbacks. And we're also going to talk about the Hall of Fame and the snubs, if you will, that happened with the steroids. And I thought we'd start off with that, with Mark Schlereth, who played and certainly probably knew one or two people that used steroids during his time. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy, and thanks for joining us, man. You're one of my favorite people on the network there because you tell it like it is. Tell us how it was for you, playing in an era where there was, shall we say, the whispers of suspicion in steroids.
Well, you know, I think I came in the league at a very good time. I think steroids had a prominent place probably in the 70s, early 80s in the National Football League, and then the National Football League decided, hey, we can't have this. You know, performance enhancing growth can't be a part of this league. And so they made strides to really crack down on that. They made strides to really change kind of not only the change the policies, but change the psychology of NFL football players. And so they put in pretty stringent drug testing policies. The first year of random testing was my rookie year in 1989. So at that point, several things had happened. It was a random test that was pretty accurate, and I think it was really a deterrent because guys didn't obviously want to lose their job and lose 4 weeks to suspension and all those things. And so I think at that time it worked pretty well. Obviously, that testing policy is not the same as it used to be. And because of the advance of kind of synthetic steroids and things that are untestable in the human growth hormone, but I think at the time when I came in, it was pretty stringent, the testing policy, and I don't think there was a lot of guys circumventing that testing policy, but I think that has changed.
Well, listen, we're going to go to a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about just your take on the BCS championship game, and we'll talk a little bit about yesterday's discussion with Mike Kliss from the Denver Post about the Darren Williams tragedy. And finally, we'll get to the meat and potatoes, the NFL playoffs with Mark Schlereth on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Channel 122. Stay with us.
In today's active world, everyone is turning to exercise and sports to stay young and keep in shape. Both activities can be painful. And what about the aches and pains of arthritis and tendonitis as we age? Now, there's an over-the-counter product with active ingredients that can help relieve pain quickly. It's called Blue Goo. Blue Goo is loaded with emu oil, MSM, eucalyptus oil, glucosamine, chondroitin, and other healthful ingredients that give you lasting pain relief. Whether it's muscle strains and sprains, tendonitis, headaches, back and neck aches, arthritis, or joint pain relief, Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel is for you. It's fast, effective, and affordable. Blue Goo, the real pain reliever, is available in the analgesic department. Or ask your pharmacist for Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel. Accept no substitutes. Make sure it's Blue Goo, the only name to trust in pain relief. Let Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel work for you. Blue Goo, if you have a problem or pain, we have a solution. Blue Goo.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
With nearly 2,500 acres and a vertical drop of almost 2,300 feet, North Star at Tahoe is one of Lake Tahoe's most complete mountain resorts. 79 trails and 16 lifts provide access to a variety of terrain for all levels. North Star is well known for its award-winning grooming, North Tahoe's largest snowmaking system, children's ski and snowboard school programs, terrain parks and pipes, and exceptional guest service. Details at NorthStarAtTahoe.com or 1-800-GO-NORTH.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out headgamesradio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
Hey, sports fans. You love Ron Barr, Nick Lowry, Kenny Sargent, and Dave Meltzer, and can't get enough of them? Well, now you can get them delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your Sports Byline fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
We know who's selling drugs in our community, but we never say anything to them. And if a white guy was to come into our community and sell drugs, we'd probably kill him.
That was our buddy Charles Barkley in his usual candid way, and we count on that from our good friend Mark Schlereth. Mark, let's start off with the BCS Championship game. Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah.
I want your comments on Chris Leak and what he had to say after the game. Here he is.
I think we took advantage of the time we had off, getting guys back healthy and being able to game plan things to perfection and being able to rep it out in practice and get as many game reps as possible during the week. And I think that really helped us out as far as being successful, being ready for the speed of the game, and just really being prepared to go in there and really just run our offense and play better football.
That's Chris Leak. How much of this game was sheer talent that Florida had, the underdog mentality combined with talent? How much was it that Ohio State had no game plan?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both, a combination of all. I mean, obviously, when you have to sit around for 40 days and listen to the fact that there's no way you can beat Ohio State, I mean, that can get stuck in your craw, and I had a similar situation in my pro career as a member of the Denver Broncos. We opened up against Green Bay, the Packers, at 13-point underdogs, and eventually played them in Super Bowl 32 at 11-point underdogs, and you know, we heard the same thing. Oh, you know, they're not going to be able to run on the Packers. They're too big. Denver's too small, and this, that, and the other. And, you know, at the end of the day, we come out with a 31-24 victory, and it was a motivating factor. I mean, it's kind of us against the world mentality, and I think Florida definitely had that. I think the other thing, you know, when you watch that game and you watch it unfold, they just had superior athletic talent. I mean, there's one or two guys from the Ohio State side that I thought had the athleticism that the guys on Florida did. And, you know, you just watch them play. I mean, they just look bigger, faster, and stronger than did Ohio State. And, you know, it's amazing. All the game planning in the world, if their athletes are better than your athletes and they're out-executing your athletes, you don't have much of a chance to win a football game.
And that was about as definitive a victory as I have seen in quite some time. Let's move on to something that's more close to home for you, Mark, which is in Denver. We talked with Mike Kliss, who wrote a very moving piece in the Denver Post on Sunday and has been covering the aftermath of this. And he was on the show yesterday to talk about some of the circumstances that led up to this. Here he is.
Trash talking, Brandon Marshall, Javon Walker. Were involved. DJ Williams was in the other limo, so to speak. There were a couple of limos out front. And from what I understand, a couple of those players are wondering if maybe they're the ones that ticked off the gangs that shot. I mean, first of all the anger should be directed at the people who actually fired the bullets.
When you hear that, how is the Broncos team, and especially Javon Walker, who's the only player I believe that didn't go to the mourning process at that ceremony? Mm-hmm. How do you think this Broncos team, which has shown a lot of effort, a lot of sincerity in trying to honor this man and get through this in the most honest way, how are they going to get through this?
Well, you know, I mean, that part, I guess, remains to be seen. Obviously, it's incredibly difficult, and it's such a, you know, such a sad situation. But, you know, they're trying to basically honor Darren Williams and find a way as an organization to continue to, you know, play in his memory. And they're also trying to help his mother and his kids. And so, you know, from an organizational standpoint, I think they've gone about it the right way, and the grieving process has definitely, you know, not only begun, but they're in the midst of it right now, but that's going to be something that's going to be very difficult for that organization. You know, I traded voicemails with Mike Shanahan, and although I haven't talked to him, we have been kind of going back and forth with voicemails, and you know they're broke up as an organization. They're having a tough time, and you know I thought that whole team and just a classy move by the Bolins, Mr. Bolin, flying the whole organization out there to be at Darren Williams' funeral. I thought that was real class, and you know we got to sit and watch that funeral, and in Denver, of course they broadcast it live, and you know it was just. You know, it was just incredibly sad, and at the same time, you know, you look at the many, many people that Darren Williams affected and touched, and you just feel, you know, you feel a sense of comfort and warmth for his family that that their son had such an impact, and that Mrs. Williams' son had such an impact on not only the league, but all the people that that he came in contact with.
Well, here's one more quote from Mike Kliss I wanted your comment on.
You know, that's one thing that got the players where they're at to the elite level, major league level. Their major league sport is the fact that they don't turn the other cheek. You know, they're not afraid. They're fearless. They believe that they're stronger than the next guy. What's that?
They're bulletproof.
Yeah, they're bulletproof.
What do you think about that, too, that in today's culture, the pressure, the intensity of competitiveness of the athletes, not that it's changed that much since you and I played, but that leads to a situation on a New Year's Eve, the season's over, disappointing situation, throw some alcohol in, and it's pretty hard to avoid this in a public world where you have the freedom, once the season's over, to do what you want to do.
Yeah, no, it certainly is, and you know, I think there's some truth to what Mike says about players, and you know, they're kind of that bravado and sometimes that false bravado that you give out as a player, but I think at the same time, you know, it opens up dialogue and conversation between players and between organizations and, you know, between fathers and sons. I mean, I know I've sat with my son on several different occasions here in the last couple of weeks and talked to him about just about, you know, whatever the case may be. You can't, you know, if somebody cuts you off in traffic, man, you can't lay on, that's not an opportunity for you to lay on your horn and, you know, flip somebody the bird. I mean, those are the type of things, this is a society that we live in where people tote guns and people don't respect life and people, you know, don't handle it like when we were kids. You know, when we were kids, if you got into a tussle, you went out in the parking lot or behind the school building and you bloodied somebody's nose or they bloodied yours and it was in at the end of the tussle. And that's just the way it was, and it's no longer that way anymore.
Okay, well, just we appreciate your comment on it. It's going to take a long time. I remember what it was like with Joe Delaney. I remember the sadness with the Derek Thomas, the sense that somebody like that was truly one of those few people that was impregnable, and yet he too was proven human. Let's move on to the playoffs, where we regain the sense of the high achievement of these great athletes, these great gladiators. Here's your buddy Merrill Hodge.
One of their great, the one staple run that they have is the power, and they run it to the left. In fact, there's been games where they've run it anywhere from a dozen times during the course of a game, and teams just can't stop them.
San Diego.
But they have different ways to run the football. You know, they have their option that they get to the perimeter. They have perimeter running game. They run to the right side as well as the left side. They have a good draw game off of it. So it isn't just about taking away the power on the left side, you know, or taking away the perimeter run. You almost have to take away all of it, and then they do the reverse action off it. So they have a lot of things you got to take away if you're going to contain LT, which.
Tell us about this first game. To me, a very interesting one. I'm worried very much that a Tom Brady on a mission, being snubbed from the Pro Bowl, always someone who plays well anyway, Bill Belichick always having his team ready. They've only lost, what, one playoff game in all these years as well. I think Phillip Rivers is primed to be in serious trouble.
Well, you know what, he could be, and he didn't play that well toward the end of the season, but I think one thing you have to understand with Phillip Rivers is he's a guy that has the confidence of his football team. And even in the last game against Seattle, he started the game 1-for-10. The one toss was a beautiful throw to Vincent Jackson down on the edge of the end zone for a touchdown. And then at the very end of the game with 30 seconds left, he drove his football team and he ended up the game 10-for-30. But his last throw of the game, touchdown pass to Vincent Jackson for about 25 yards. So even when they're struggling, he has found a way to get things done. He has found a way to to, you know, to win the football game. So, will they give them some tough looks? There's no question about it. But listen, man, I look at that offensive front of the San Diego Chargers. I think they match up well against the New England Patriots. And I still think with the rest and everything else, I think the San Diego Chargers are going to find a way to win this football game.
Well, my heart goes with San Diego, but I'll tell you what, I just want to see what they're going to do to make sure that Phillip Rivers is in the position where he has to be the one to win the game. Of course, that also requires that they find a way to stop LT. Hey, Mark, do you have a couple more minutes, or do we have to let you go?
No, you know what? I got a roll. I got a conference call coming up.
No problem, buddy. We really appreciate it, man.
Okay.
You're the best.
Problem. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back with Luke Jensen and more on the playoffs in just a minute.
If you think that you have to fight the crowds and long lines this tax season, think again. The Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center will prepare your tax returns over the phone. We could tell you how easy and convenient it is, but our clients say it best. Just listen.
No appointments necessary. You get on the phone as simple as A, B, and C.
I saved a lot of money doing it over the phone and quickly.
I knew that they were going to take full advantage of all the tax laws to help me.
It was fast and convenient, and they were very professional.
Just pick up the phone and call them. You won't believe the results unless you call them. They're there for you. They're professionals. They know what they're doing. Call them now.
Call the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center today. We'll work hard to get you the biggest refund possible. Time to prepare tax returns and refund qualifications will vary. Services not available in New York or Oregon. Call now and you'll save 10% off our tax preparation fees. Call 800-923-3265. That's 800-923-3265. 800-923-3265. Call now.
Available now from Doubleday Books. Real baseball. Baseball's golden era. The way America witnessed it. In the movie newsreels, author Les Krantz brings a celebration of the golden age of baseball through the movie house newsreels that once presented the game's great plays and players to fans across the country. Real Baseball is an enchanting look back at baseball from 1932 to 1965. This handsomely illustrated volume, with a foreword by Hall of Fame catcher Yogi Berra, traces the seminal role of newsreels in making baseball the national pastime before television brought the game into houses across America. This book also includes a one-hour DVD that features the most thrilling moments from original newsreels hosted by baseball great Joe Garagiola. Stay tuned to Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network for your chance to win a copy of Real Baseball by Les Krantz from Doubleday. Available now wherever books are sold.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
Call 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639 for Golf Digest.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Welcome back to Head Games on Sirius Satellite. I want to thank Mark Schlereth for joining us for his comments on the BCS and Darren Williams and the playoffs. And I know where I'm starting with this, with Luke Jensen. Luke, the Giants, Jeremy Shockey catches a ball, his helmet comes off, and he keeps running. It looks as if his life is about to be handed to him. What'd that do for you?
Well, to me, it shows you the kind of toughness he really has. And, you know, boy, what a target for those Eagles to get out after the guy. I mean, what a great target to see his helmet off, and he's kind of a big mouth, a loud mouth. You want to take him out, but it shows the toughness of that sport. I love it.
And it also, to me, was exactly what the Giants needed, with a team that has not had the emotional consistency. Do you think, when you look at their head coach and his situation, do you think they should keep him, or do you think it's time for a change?
I think it's time for a change. I think when you're looking at a situation where he's been there now for, what, 2 years, 3 years, he's had an opportunity to right the ship, to get these guys on the same page. It seems to me that they have so many different players on different paths going in different directions. Whether it's football, tennis, or business, you've got to get the team going in the same direction, or you've got to let them go.
Okay, we're going to move on to this San Diego game, a little bit more depth with Merrill Hodge comments about Phillip Rivers and the rest of this team.
And then you do the reverse action off it. So they have a lot of things you got to take away if you're going to contain LT, which is going to be difficult. Now, in the passing game, you know, they're not limited to Antonio Gates. And Antonio Gates is a special player in the sense that he doesn't just play in the hash area. They'll line him up wide, and people will treat him as their best wide receiver. So, you know, they'll put corners on him, and he beats those guys. So they have wide receivers that can beat you down the field. They can attack you, sure. Then we didn't even talk about all of the so-called trick plays or the gadget plays with LT, where he throws the football and they do some things from that perspective. So there's a lot of things that you have to be able to take away. I mean, granted, you're going to try to take away some of the things, but you can't take away all of them. And those other things that you can't take away, they still have the ability to beat you. So, you know, and obviously Phillip Rivers has struggled. You know, there was a couple weeks where he struggled. You know, people will tend to say, oh, he's going to struggle. And I just don't think so in this game. You know, I go to a team that he probably had one of his best performances of the year that kind of broke them out. When he had really kind of played poorly or had been inept is when they played the Pittsburgh Steelers on a Monday night. He made a throw to Antonio Gates, I think changed their season when Joey Porter was covering him. So, you know, when you look at how guys play to this point, you know, even the last game of the year, I thought he played a lot better. I don't expect him to play bad. I expect him to play great. And they don't have to have him play great, though, in order to win, because they have so many other things they can use to win.
That's our good friend Merrill Hodge from Monday's show, and I thought we'd start off with basically the two Goliaths, if you will, in this game. You could say that it's Belichick and Marty Schottenheimer, but within that framework, it's can Belichick make sure that Phillip Rivers is the guy that has to win the game for San Diego?
Well, there's no doubt about that. You've got to take away your opponent's strengths. You've got to make sure that their number one guy is shut down. You let the rookie quarterback, and Merrill's, you know, right. The guy's played on and off. He did beat Pittsburgh, and he had a clutch throw. But here's the thing. This is the playoffs. This is the second round of the playoffs, and you're playing an established team like the New England Patriots, who are known for defensive schemes. In my opinion, they're going to shut down as many touches as possible, LT, and force the rookie quarterback. Yes, he's been in the league more than 1 year, but still, he's a rookie in the playoffs. Force him to throw the ball.
And just the fact that Tom Brady is playing at such a high level, I just think it's going to be a very, very difficult game. What would be your advice to Marty Schottenheimer to get his team focused on simply doing the things that they've been doing all season long and not worrying about the psychological underdog status of the other team, all those other things they can't control?
Take care of your assignments. You're blocking, you're running. Whatever you have to do, you have to run your routes. You have to see your reads and execute. That's just in practice. That's getting down to what you have to do to execute your offense and your game plan. Plus, in my opinion, you know, Marty hasn't won the big Super Bowl game. He hasn't been to the big game. So I think he needs to go out there and loosen it up a little bit. Why not open it up with a big bomb just to loosen up the defense a little bit early on? Then give LT some running lanes. I think you can't be predictable against Belichick, or you're going to lose.
You know, I remember when we played, the Chiefs played Philadelphia Eagles in 1992, I believe, and Randall Cunningham was the quarterback. They were 5-0, and our good friend Seth Joyner, who's going to join us in a couple minutes, was on that team, and they were playing at the highest level, and we knew the only way we could win was to let it loose, and David Craig let loose of a bomb on the very first play of the game for a touchdown. We get up 21-0 in the end. We just held on for dear life. We won 24-19, I think. But the bottom line was we did something they could not have predicted. They didn't think Marty was capable of it. I think you're exactly right. that in this game, Marty's going to have to show them that they are willing to do whatever it takes right off the bat, and that changes things. You look also, when you compare game strategies, on the college level, this BCS game, it was interesting to see how Ohio State was so enamored with stretching it out, with what they did against Michigan, with spreading the field, that they forgot about their basic strength. So the interesting match, if you will, is to be unpredictable, but also remember that your bread and butter is LT. Your bread and butter, like Ohio State, was your running game.
And do you really think that kicker for San Diego is confident? Remember, he blew the playoff game last year. To me, it's going to come down to a couple of key plays, a couple of key kicks. You're in that scenario, Nick. I mean, do you really think that kicker is confident in the clutch, in the playoffs?
Well, it's interesting you ask that because he's had a tremendous year. He's going to the Pro Bowl. Nate Kading is an excellent kicker. But then you have to find a way to get to that place where you realize this is, as you said, the playoffs, and not do anything differently, but at the same time anticipate. Don't just stand on the sidelines like you did last time against the Jets and walk around as if you don't have a big kick. You've got to be ready to run on the field. Make sure you anticipate everything so you're ready. Don't just go through the motions. Let's talk to Al Saunders about the Indianapolis situation.
You know, they're playing offensively. They can play better than that offensively, and if they can play that way defensively and then shut down a running game like Kansas City's and do that on a consistent basis, they've got to be somebody that everybody is going to reckon with. But the way Philadelphia played and the way they played at the last part of the season here, I think they're, you know, they're really a team that's playing well and playing on both sides of the ball well enough to maybe go the distance. But it'll be a real interesting game to see San Diego and Baltimore, you know, play and how they play in their playoff, you know, run to the Super Bowl. So it's going to be a great playoff series, and I'm looking forward to looking at some of these games this weekend coming up.
That's Al Saunders, who was devastated watching his old Chiefs team not get a first down, Luke Jensen, in almost three quarters. Did you watch that game?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, that was an interesting game because I thought the Chiefs were just going to run down their throats. I mean, it's amazing to me how Indianapolis, remember we talk about this every week, what do you have to prove? Indianapolis has a ton to prove to their fans. And here's the big thing. They're going back to Baltimore. How massive is that? That is huge. You know, no moving vans, all that stuff. This is deep. This is personal for both clubs. And so it's a big proving ground for every team here, especially Indianapolis, who's had such great regular season victories, but nothing big in the playoffs. So Peyton Manning, here's, in my opinion, the difference. The way Peyton audibles, lets that defensive line wait and wait and wait, sit in that stance, and that wears you out. And I think if Peyton can sit there and get consistent, good catches from his receivers, he's going to be in the money.
You know, my thing is with Merrill Hodge on Monday was, is this Indianapolis team capable of being physical enough? And what I want to hear from Seth Joyner is, one player, Bob Sanders, comes back. He's the catalyst. He's the guy that gets their motor running. And suddenly they go from, without question, the worst run defense in the NFL to an incredibly efficient one that shuts down the Chiefs. What do they have? Something like 82 yards or some ridiculous amount, 100 yards total versus 360 or something for Indianapolis. So it's the physical side of the game, and also, is Indianapolis going to have a new level of confidence just because one person in Bob Sanders made a difference?
Yeah, I you know, anywhere you can find confidence. If you can find confidence in one guy, if you can find confidence in a way to prove to not only your fans, but to the critics out there, that you're ready for the next step. You've got to step up. You've got to plug those holes, and you've got to tackle. Clean tackles, good execution, that's going to win that game.
Here's Merrill Hodge from Monday's show.
You know what, I do not. I think that Peyton Manning and the Colts, they get a bad rap for not being physical because, you know, they throw the football. But, you know, I just got done watching them against the Ravens last year. And the one thing that stood out to me is how they lined up and they played a physical part of that game with them. They played physical. They won, like I said, what was it, 24-0. You know, their defense completely shut down the Ravens. I know they got Steve McNair, so plays much better than what they had a year ago. And they're doing things different offensively. But as far as a defense that's going to do a lot of the same things to Peyton Manning. At the end of the game, when they had to kill the clock and they had to run the ball, they ran the football. They lined up and they attacked physically. You know, so I think they get a bad rap for that, because I remember a game a couple years ago in Tennessee when Tennessee was a physical team. The Colts went up there and they ended up beating them, and they beat them at the physical part of the game. So I think that, to me, is something the Colts don't get enough credit. But it's going to be a great quarterback duel. When I say that, I mean Peyton Manning against Ray Lewis, because Ray Lewis does what Peyton Manning does on the defensive side.
When we come back, we're going to talk with our friend Luke Jensen some more and Seth Joyner about the playoffs. Then we're going to go to Jim Beatty, our baseball correspondent, and Josh Burns, the general manager for the Diamondbacks, about the newest signing, the return of the big unit. And also the Hall of Fame snubs, the steroid situation, which we talked about in the first segment with Mark Schlereth. We'll be right back on Head Games Radio. Stay with us on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. Guaranteed.
Bad credit? No credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, you're approved for your brand new name brand computer. Call 800-787-2816. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-787-2816 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add over $700 in premium upgrades and an MP3 player for free. And with select models, we'll throw in a free printer. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-787-2816. That's 800-787-2816.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in the ability to grow. Being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and, even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure, and it'll be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save money.
Call the General right now for your free estimate. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. And learn about our $20,000 rebate offer. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Skin Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel has lecithin, lanolin, and beeswax, plus emu oil to penetrate and soften the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next step a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a 7-game series once you get in that in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
Welcome back to Head Games. We're joined by Seth Joyner, who I'm sure must be enjoying seeing Philadelphia rising back. Seth, how are you?
Doing great, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. We got Luke Jensen also with us to talk about some of the psychology and competition that he brought with him with a dad who played for the Giants. Let's start off first with the end, guys, of that Dallas-Seattle game. Here's Len Dawson.
I saw how slick it looked.
and what the thing, he caught the ball, but then handling the thing. I've had a ball that they take right out of the box and hand it to me years ago, and I'd start to throw it forward, and it went backwards. I mean, it slipped right out of my hands.
That ball is the new kicker ball. They have two different kinds of balls for the quarterbacks, one for the home team, so the quarterback has it just right, one for the away team. Then you've got the kicker balls, which are less worn in, and they're much more slick. When you watch that, Seth Joyner, at the end of the game, do you think anything could be done to prepare the players that are in that situation, to prepare the holders for that? I mean, is that something that can be avoided?
I don't think so. I mean, the way that you avoid it is that you, go back to the old style. You let the kickers prep their balls the way that they like to have them prepped, and the ball comes off the sideline for that kicker, off his sideline, for that kicker when he's about to kick it. So the holder knows what he's dealing with, the snapper knows what he's dealing with, and the kicker certainly knows what he's dealing with. I don't understand this whole thing about, you know, everybody's got their own ball and you can't touch the ball and all this kind of stuff. I mean, you got a guy that kicked a 60-yarder and a 61 or a 62-yarder this year. What difference does it make, you know, what kind of ball that they're using?
Exactly. Luke, when you watch that, do you think this is the kind of thing that Tony Romo's going to have difficulty recovering from?
I think it's going to motivate him. You hear that a lot. A competitor wants to pick it up for his team. He is a huge disappointment. He's got two ways to go, let it affect him over the offseason at the Pro Bowl, or he's going to be in the gym running the sprints and practicing those things that are making him better in the clutch situations. I agree with Seth on this. One of the big things I have with the NFL right now is this stinking ball issue. You go to the Super Bowl, and every single snap is a new ball for charity. Why don't they use the practice balls for charity? Every new ball has to come out for every single play. I don't mind the commercial breaks. That pays the bills. But a new ball every play? I mean, in tennis, a ball is a very big part of the game. The same in football. The quarterback can't grip it.
The same in baseball.
It comes down to performance. Why is the NFL tricking and working out things for charity when the performance is the main thing on the field right now? Auction off the game balls later.
Do you think that anybody, do you think that the fans who actually buy these ball in auctions would really know the difference between a brand new ball and a used ball? Just manufacture, you know, charity balls, you know, have guys sign them or whatever you're going to do and distribute them, auction them off, whatever it is you do. But, you know, why are you messing around with the product on the field for the sake of, you know, charities and people off the field? You know, that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
At least the NBA woke up and let the old ball come back because the players were all upset because the new balls were cracking their fingertips, it was too dry, it wasn't performing well. Let the players play at the highest level with their equipment.
Well, exactly. When you talk about performance, that's what this game is all about, and I'm all for charity, but it doesn't make sense to me. Guys, let's get a quick take on the playoffs. We talked about the Baltimore Indy game, and Seth, I wanted your take on this. I just think Baltimore is too physical right now, and even though Merrill Hodge thinks that Indy can play that game, Bob Sanders proved it. Their defense is at a better level now. They proved they can stop the run. How do you see this game?
Well, I don't know if they proved they stopped the run. I think they stepped up because they didn't want to be embarrassed in their own backyard, and yes, they might have been fueled by having Bob Sanders back. I think it's very difficult to play off of emotion, and clearly that's what they played off of last week. 2 weeks in a row, I think. At the other end of the spectrum, you know, Steve McNair is playing some good football right now too. So all he doesn't need for Jamal Lewis to go out and rush for 200 yards. He just needs for Jamal Lewis to go out and rush for about 80 to 100 yards, and that allows him to, you know, play pass and short roll and short sprint and all of those types of things. I don't see this game as, you know, really being much of a contest because the blueprint is out there for everyone. And everyone knows that the way that you beat Indy is you get up, you beat up their wide receivers, you pick your times where you bring pressure, and you make Peyton very uncomfortable in the pocket. They're very good against the run. Indy doesn't run the ball as effectively as they have in the past, and I think that, you know, that Baltimore will basically dominate this game from not only from an offensive perspective but from a defensive perspective as well.
By the way, Luke, you talked about the Colts coming back. You know, it's going to mean more to the Baltimore Ravens and those fans that lost their Colts team in the middle of the night many years ago. It's going to be more to them to exact yet one more measure of revenge against the Colts.
No doubt about it. I mean, it's perfect for the fans. It's a playoff game. You know, the Colts are coming back with the black sneakers. It's fantastic. But I still say Peyton Manning, deep down, he doesn't want to go another season without an appearance in the Super Bowl. I mean, at least Marino said he went to one Super Bowl. I mean, everyone's saying, boy, Peyton, get putting up these big numbers. But you haven't been to the big game. You haven't won the big ring. I think that's what's going to drive Indianapolis and their star.
Seth, tell us what you think about this Philly game at the Saints. The Saints playing so well, but, you know, a couple weeks off sometimes can knock you off your game.
Well, the NFC, I think, you know, the two teams that advanced last week, you know, advanced by sheer, you know, luck, so to speak. You know, I expected Philadelphia to really dominate the game a little more than what they did last week, and I just don't see them going into New Orleans, which, you know, with the fact that Chicago has all the injuries on defense and the big question mark at quarterback, I just don't see. I think that New Orleans is probably the best team in the NFC right now. I just can't, you know, I don't see Philadelphia being able to go down and win that game with all the emotion that's going to be involved with that game, and as well as they've been playing, as well as New Orleans has been playing, you know, throughout the season. I don't see them going down there beating the Saints at home.
Before we let you go, my good friend Luke Jensen, what's your surprise pick in the playoffs today?
Well, I'm going with Seth's team, the Philadelphia Eagles. Once again, I love teams with a lot to prove, and Garcia, he's got a big payday if he can come up big. No one expects him to win this game. If he goes out there and has some big numbers, he played ugly and he won against the Giants. Now he can kind of loosen it up. He's got so much to gain here if he has a big playoff run. If he can bring the Super Bowl championship to Philadelphia, he's going to get a massive contract next year. I think that's going to drive the Philadelphia Eagles. That's my surprise pick.
I think that's a great pick. Well, Luke, thanks for joining us, buddy. We'll see you next week, man. You're the best.
Bye.
ESPN and Lexus, Luke Jensen, one of a kind, not only tennis, but his father played for the Giants. We appreciate it. Tell me, Seth, about what you saw in the use of Westbrook in that game. Doesn't that say something to you that they're beginning to develop some new arsenal by you know, setting free Westbrook, who I think has been constrained earlier in the year?
Well, I think that Andy Reid has finally gotten over his ego trip. You know, first of all, he's turned the offensive play calling over to Marty Morningwood. And what Marty has done is he's balanced up the offense. Instead of trying to throw the ball three times a game, you know, they're extremely balanced. And I think that is the success of those offenses, to be balanced. And especially with a guy like Jeff Garcia, you know, you need to have balance as far as the run attack is concerned to allow him to be, you know, successful, because he's better when he's moving. He can make some plays from the pocket, but I think he's a much better quarterback, you know, when he's moving. But so when you're running the ball with some efficiency, you know, you can play pass and short roll and bootleg and do some different things to give him some run pass options. And I think that's the greatest thing, you know, that they've done. Conversely, I think Mr. Jensen is putting too much into the quarterbacks, because I just believe that if, for both of those teams, if they don't run the ball effectively, then that makes both of those quarterbacks, you know, very average. And the thing to watch this weekend is the situation. Peyton Manning last week, three interceptions. If he plays against a much better team, they don't win that football
game. It's over. Listen, we gotta go to baseball for a second here, because we're lucky enough to be joined by somebody who's busy. Contract Josh Burns, you're becoming a media darling. Josh Burns, general manager for the Diamondbacks, congratulations on the acquisition of Randy Johnson.
Thanks, Nick. It was a big day for us to get Randy back, and you know, it certainly has intangible benefits to us. But most important, we think he can help us win games, so we're anxious to get him back on the mound.
How did the physical go? He says he's not 100% yet.
Well, physical went great. Shoulder, elbow, and knee were all very good, extremely good, and as he keeps himself in great shape. So I think it's just a matter of a guy who knows how to, you know, post 200 innings where he is in his throwing program. And because of the back surgery, he's a couple weeks behind. So I think we'll just monitor as we go. But you know, it's just I think he's used to more than 3 months to condition his arm for the season. He's just a little bit behind on that.
Josh, you couldn't have predicted this at the end of the season, and a guy like Randy takes it upon himself to realize four straight Cy Youngs in Arizona, where I was successful. Everyone agrees that the batters there in the National League are not going to be as challenging. The situation there is much more to his liking. What does this do to your game plan, having him back? Does this energize you and accelerate your process getting back to the playoffs?
I think we definitely have a chance. You know, I think the National League West is going to be a very good pitching division. We'll have, you know, our rotation will be very good. Barry Zito will be in this division. Jason Schmidt remains in the division. Greg Maddux will be in the division the whole year. And then there's some young pitchers coming up, and guys like, you know, Matt Cain and Chad Billingsley and our own guys. So there'll be a lot of pitching in this division. So I think it's necessary to compete, and the National League West has come a long way in 2 years from sort of the punchline to a division that is pretty good and pretty congested 1 through 5. So, you know, bottom line is I think we have a chance to win, and getting Randy only gives us a better chance.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, buddy. Congratulations, and I know everybody here in Phoenix is very excited. It's definitely a win-win for everybody concerned.
Okay, thanks a lot, Nick.
Thank you, sir. We're also joined by Jim Beattie. Jim, thanks for joining us. I thought you and Seth and I could spend a couple minutes in the final segment talking about the steroid situation and its effect on the Hall of Fame balloting, particularly with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. Let's start with you, Jim, in 1 minute. How do you take this?
Well, I think my response to what really went on with Mark McGwire is how everybody read his actions at the Senate hearings. He did not present himself very well at all. He was not prepared with any other response than, you know, I'm not here to talk about the past, I want to talk about the future, and that got old very quickly. And I think that played on it as much as anything. Had he been a little more forthright, and I'm not saying admitting to steroid use, but he used androstenedione that wasn't illegal. And whether anybody else can kind of assume he used steroids, it hasn't been proven. And other than that, I really thought that he should have been voted in. I think he will be voted in, but I think the writers, if they can't vote for Ripken or Gwynn, and 8 didn't vote for Ripken, 13 didn't vote for Gwynn, doesn't surprise me that McGwire didn't get in.
Well, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Seth Joyner and Jim Beattie about whether this is a witch hunt, that it's a little bit out of control, given that in the time when Mark McGwire was playing, many, many other players were doing it. We'll be right back on Sports Byline and Satellite. Stay with us.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S.
Call now, 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable?
Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet?
You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America.
This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could completely be wiped clean.
It's a proven program.
The best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work for you.
Plus, you don't have to pay back a penny of the debt that they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-761-3480. That's 800-761-3480.
You need to have at least $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us. 800-761-3480. Call now. 800-761-3480.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change. 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24/7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Welcome back. We want to thank Josh Burns from the Diamondbacks and Luke Jensen and Mark Schlereth for being on the show. A lot of people jam-packed on this show. Seth Joyner, let's talk about the steroid situation in baseball. Do you think there's a little bit of a witch hunt going on now, just people trying to feel a little bit superior to the situation when the reality is that the media were just as complicit during that era?
Well, I definitely believe that. And, you know, the same people that wrote that Mark McGwire was great for baseball and, you know, credited him with saving baseball when it was basically on the outs of the same people that are crucifying him right now and saying that he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, and how two-faced is that?
Jim Beatty, what's your take on this? When you seem so optimistic that Mark is going to get it, he only got, what, 23% of the vote?
Well, I think that I think if you voted for him, you knew you were going to be sticking out. As opposed to not voting for him. I think the media did, just as Seth said. I mean, they loved him when he was there. They all knew what was going on at that point. You know, they weren't in any, their heads weren't in the sand any more than any other, the players or the commissioner's office or anybody else. They knew that things were going on, and there was not a lot of policing going on. And I think until things are proven, you go along and you assume. I don't think you can prove anything at this point. And if you can't prove it, you have to assume that the games were played, the stats were put out there, and these players that have the stats that qualify them for being in the Hall of Fame should be voted into the Hall of Fame. If anything comes up at a later time, my mind, they can be kicked out.
That's how I feel about it as well. Seth Joyner, we'll give you last word on this subject.
No, I just think that, you know, Mark McGwire definitely deserves to be there. You know, if I'm voting, I vote him in because I think that before the whole Andrew thing, he was still hitting baseballs. He was still playing some good baseball. I think he's just a victim of circumstance, and I think that, like we said earlier, when he went to Congress, you know, he really didn't look good, and that, for all intents and purposes, really put him in the situation that he's in right now, because when he was using it, it was legal.
Well, thanks for joining us, both of you. Jim Beatty, one of the best talents, general managers. We know it's just a matter of time, my friend, and Seth Joyner. Appreciate it. We'll be watching for you on Jim Rome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Next week, coming soon, Howie Long from Fox Television, Michael Strahan, Steve Young will join us Tuesday, the usual expert himself, Len Dawson. Go to Head Games Radio for all the highlights. Give us your opinions. Email me. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.